Let's answer the question. Can y'all see that? The word nigger, which is our favorite word, if we had a dollar for every time black people use the word nigger, all of us in this room would be richer than Bill Gates. Right? All of us in the room would be richer than who? Bill Gates. So now, I'm going to put both spellings on the board. Y'all got that? Because some people would tell you, well, see, yeah, this is what white people called us, right? But see, what we use, no, you see what I'm saying, A nigga, see, Tupac say, it's never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, you see what I'm saying? That's what we would say, right? And Tupac did say that, but we want to know, what does the word mean? Because see, everything is given a title based on its what? Based on its function. Are y'all with me? So you sit in a chair because the function of a chair, or we call it a chair because of what it does, right? We call a car because of what it does, right? We call the pen a pen because of what it does. Now you can take the thing that has a name and you can use it for a different purpose, right? I mean, you can use a chair as a weapon and bust somebody in the head with it, right? You've seen enough WWF to know that, right? But is that the purpose and the function and the reason that you call it a chair? That's not the purpose or the function or the reason that you refer to it as a chair just because you can bust somebody in the head with it. So the question is, just because you use it in a different way, does that mean that it has a different meaning, that it has a different function? Well, we know that this word nigger or nigger comes from the word Negro, right? When you were in public school, right, they told you that the word Negro means what? They said it means what? They told you that it means black, but guess what? That's just half the truth. And you know a half truth is a what? A half truth is a lie. That's what you've been telling your parents all your life. A bunch of half truths, right? They smack you upside the head and say, stop lying, right? So now, you may have a little boyfriend, Ray Ray, Tyrone, Clarence, somebody, and your mama said, girl, I don't want you going back over Clarence's house no more. He ain't no good. So then you over there the next day. You come home. Your mama asks you, girl, where you been? You better not have been at Clarence's house. You're like, no, mama, I was at Kiki's house. But you never tell your mother that Kiki is Clarence's sister, right? So that's a half-truth, right? And a half-truth is a what? A half-truth is a lie. All praise is due to Allah. So what we've been given from the enemy is a lot of half-truths. And they leave out the part that's critical so that they can deceive us with the half-truth. Are y'all listening? So the white man says, well, Negro comes from the word, the Spanish word negro, which means black in Spanish. You go to the dictionary and you see, oh yeah, negro, yeah, it means black in Spanish, we Negroes. But that's a half-truth. The word negro in Spanish, right, it comes from the Spanish. Y'all got that? And it does mean black, but it only refers to something that is dead. So it means black, but it's only used to refer to inanimate objects. Black car, black shoes, black shirt, black pants. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It is not used to refer to things that are black and alive. Y'all with me? It's only used to refer to things that are black but have no life. Y'all got me? So now the word that is used to refer to a black person in Spanish is moreno, not negro. So you have to ask the question, why is it that when we're brought in slavery, why did the enemy use the word Negro to describe black people? Are y'all with me? We know that Spanish comes from what? Latin. I mean, language. Latin, right? And Latin comes from what? Greek. Are y'all with me? So you find this same word in the Latin, it's N-E-K-R-O, and in Latin it means dead. You find it in Greek, it's N-E-C-R-O, which also means what? Dead. Now there's a law in English, are y'all listening? There's a law in English called Grimm's Law of Consonants. I hope I spelt that right. I hope I did. And in Grimm's Law, it says the G, the K, and the C are all interchangeable. Without changing the meaning of the word. Did y'all hear that? According to Graham's law of consonants, the G, the K, and the C are all interchangeable, and it doesn't change the meaning of the word. That's why you can spell America with a C, or you can spell America with three K's, and it's still America. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now, if Negro or Negro means dead in Spanish, it means dead in Latin, it means dead in Greek, the question is, why did the enemy use this word to refer to black people? Now, if you get a dictionary, the dictionary will tell you that the word Negro came into existence in English in the year 1555, which is the same year that the first boatload of black people were brought to America by a slave trader by the name of Sir John Hawkins, all praise is due to Allah, on a ship named Jesus. Well, why did he name the ship Jesus? Because black people have always loved Jesus. I know you say, well, y'all Muslims, y'all don't believe in Jesus. Yes, we do. We're in a building called Mosque Marian. And Mary is the mother of Jesus. So that everyone will know that as Muslims, we believe in Jesus. But why did the white man name the slave ship after Jesus? So you wouldn't have no problem getting on the ship. You understand what I'm saying? Why does the white man get a black man by the name of Michael Jordan and put his name on a tennis shoe? A shoe that costs him $5 to make, and then he turns around and sells it to you for $120, right? Because he knows you like him. And since you like him, you'll spend all that you have to get the shoe that's made by him or that has his name on it. You understand what I'm saying? He uses his name to deceive you into buying a shoe that is worthless. Well, he did the same thing. He put the name on a ship to get us on the ship, to get us over here. You understand? When Jesus never endorsed what the white man was doing. Are y'all with me? Can we move on? Now, so our question is, are black people dead? Y'all gonna say yes because y'all here in the mosque. You ask the average brother on the street, black people dead? And he said, Pookie died last week, you know, drive-by. But everybody else, we straight. See what I'm saying? We straight, right? So now, what we have to understand is that there's more than one meaning of the word dead. Y'all with me? If you don't pay your phone bill, you pick up the phone and you hear that little clicking sound, but no dial tone, right? You hear click, click, click. It's like the dial tone is about to come, but it never comes. And you say the phone is what? The phone is dead, right? If you go to a Jay-Z concert, or, you know, y'all probably like, what's my man's name? Young Jock. And he's on stage, right? Meet me in a trap. It's going down, right? And you see the people in the crowd. He's doing the motorcycle dance with 50 people on stage. And the crowd is looking at him like this. You would say that the concert is what? Dead, right? If you go to a party on the low end, and the music is blasting, and it's a bunch of brothers standing on this wall over here, a bunch of fine black sisters on this wall over here, and nobody's dancing, you say the party is what? You say the party is dead, right? So dead has more than one meaning. Are y'all with me? We're not just talking about those who got shot in the drive-by, right? So the question is, are black people the ones that are dead? And if we are, who's going to come and raise the dead? Are y'all with me? Let's look at it. Well, the first category we'll look at is economically. Are black people economically dead? Yes. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't even say yes. I turn on the television, I'm watching Cribs, right? And they're in, what's my man's name? Red Man's house, right? Or they're in, who's some other people? What's the brother with the stripper pole in his house? Big Boy's house, right? And these people got 5 and 6 cars in the driveway, right? Pool out back. So how can you say that black people are economically dead? Right? You see 50, he's iced out everywhere. You see people spending $20,000 on a grill with diamonds in it. How can you say black people are economically dead? It's because, look around, we don't own the businesses where we live. Every group in this country, wherever they live, they own the businesses, right or wrong. Well, we're in the most segregated city in the United States. Let's see. If you go to Chinatown, who owns the businesses in Chinatown? Chinese people do, right? You look at the signs, you can't even read them because they're in Chinese. Right or wrong?